Barbara's series this week has prompted many of you to write to us, so we're going to take a couple of minutes now to read from your email. And many of you were struck by this question. Do scientific tests that reproduce a seemingly spiritual experience in people disprove the existence of God? On Tuesday, we heard neuroscientist Michael Persinger suggest the answer is yes.
What is the last illusion that we must overcome as a species? And that illusion is that God is an absolute that exists independent of the human brain.
But we heard neurologist Oren Devinsky say no.
When you get to spirituality, as a scientist, it really becomes extremely difficult to say anything other than it's possible.
Here's how a few of you responded. Alvin Crown of Santa Monica, California wrote, I agree that the studies don't prove the non-existence of God, but they go quite far to eliminate the need for a God to explain our spiritual experiences. But Judy Fiacco of Boonville, Missouri, who identifies herself as a minister with the United Church of Christ, sent this. To say that the fact that we can artificially trigger a spiritual experience in the brain demonstrates that there is no God makes as much sense as saying that if we can trigger the brain to smell a rose with something other than a rose, then that means there are no roses. And Diana Middleton of Lomita, California said, The respect awarded this fascinating topic must be applauded, but I am just concerned that science will explain away any special, magical, sensational event into a purely biological one. I need some mystery in my life. Real life is sometimes too real. Whether you think we're being too real or that we need to get real, please send us your thoughts. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.